AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama, in a joint White House news conference with Brazil's President Dilma Rousseff, says he won't agree to a nuclear deal with Iran unless it includes ways to ensure that Iran's path to a nuclear weapon are blocked.
Given past behavior on the part of Iran, that can't simply be a declaration by Iran and a few inspectors wandering around every once in a while.
The talks in Vienna have been extended for a week beyond today's deadline. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is the 14th major Republican to announce a run for the White House. Warren Levinson with more.
Chris Christie began his run for president in a place that's elected him three times, Livingston High School, where he was president of the class of 1980. He promised a campaign full of straight talk, which pleased supporter Fred Luberto, a New Jersey caterer.
I think Chris is a tell-it-all kind of guy, straight and love it. And being from Jersey, the country's going to love him.
Christie said the country is plagued by the weak leadership of President Obama and can't afford to be turned over to, in his words, Obama's second mate, Hillary Clinton. He did not mention any of his 13 Republican rivals for the nomination. I'm Warren Levinson.
Thousands of people demonstrate outside Parliament in Athens in favor of a yes vote in Sunday's referendum on the latest economic bailout offer. Market analyst David Buick says if the Greeks vote no, they really won't have any place to turn.
Maybe they've had conversations with China and Russia, but if they do that, they're going to alienate everybody around the world and virtually ostracize themselves from receiving any help or trade.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel says there'll be no further negotiations before Sunday's vote. Superintendent and 11 more staffers at the New York prison where two killers escaped 3 weeks ago are on administrative leave, part of the review of the June 6th escape by the convicted murderers Richard Matt and David Sweat. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 68. The Nasdaq has gained 38. This is AP Radio News. The Supreme Court will hear a case challenging union fees.
Should a union be allowed to collect fees from you if you are not a union member? The Supreme Court will consider limiting the power of government employee unions to collect fees from non-union members. Labor officials say this could threaten membership and further weaken union clout. But a group of California teachers say it violates their First Amendment rights to have to pay fees if they disagree with the union's positions and if they don't want to join the union. The Supreme Court will hear the case when its new term begins in the fall. I'm Rita Foley.
Only four teams left. Women's World Cup action. U.S. plays Germany tonight in Montreal. Coach Jill Ellis.
The players are really excited, and I can just tell in them. Their chests are high, and they're ready to go, and I think it's a really good step heading into the semis to have this feeling.
The winner will play the winner of Japan-England in the championship match on Sunday. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.